back.
Don't
step
go back. Close to that shit.
Step back.
You guys have a fucking... Oh!
It's a late hit.
You're mean to me.
Fuck you.
Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me cry. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you're gone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody's near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me?
Talk to Max about the job stuff.
What about boxing?
You told me that if you didn't have a winning record after 11 fights, that you'd be more than happy to talk to Max concerning the job.
Yeah, I am.
And it was a draw tonight.
And I'm 5-5-1.
And 5-5-1, that's not a winning record.
Yeah, it's not a losing record.
But Bob, it's not what you said. You said if you didn't have a winning record after 11 fights, you'd be happy
don't
to talk
be
to
shitty.
Max about jobs. How am I being shitty?
Just, please, don't be shitty.
How am I being shitty? How am I being shitty to you?
Can't you see what you mean to me?
I'm home.
You're late.
Not late. I just got done. What kind of gig is this?
Easy night, bachelor party. Oh, can we get one of you, right?
No.
Oh, my God, baby. What happened to your face?
It was a draw. What kind of bachelor party is it?
Any kind. Young, rich, well-mannered.
What makes you think they're well-mannered? Why? Because they're rich?
Bobby, this is a plum gig. It's a bunch of young, hotshot agents at a restaurant. It's going to be easy. I'm going to make a whole lot of money.
Well, you're working with Wendy. I don't like when you work with Wendy.
Sweetie, they requested her. Max only put me on as a favor.
Yeah, some favor. I hope they know you're not like her.
Oh, please.
You know what they like? God knows what they're expecting if they hired Wendy.
Hey, get ready. We're late.
Who's watching the kid?
He's downstairs with Ruth. Come on, get ready.
I'm ready. Let's go. I'm waiting on you. Talk to Max or anything.
I am not going to mention Ricky to him.
I don't want you to mention it to him, but...
The only way he'll go with Ricky is if you're into.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen, honey. You know that here.
I'm fine. Look, if you want to help Ricky, talk to Max or yourself.
Well, I feel weird doing it. You know what I mean? Because he's like...
You know what? Forget Ricky. Just be glad Max got you driving for me, huh?
Cold. What an ice cube. You put in a snifter this time?
You know snifters are for warm drinks, yeah?
Did you know snifters is for cognac?
Yeah, when served warm.
You ain't got no snifters in this motherfucker?
We have snifters.
Like I'm gonna break your goddamn snifter. It's been a rough night, man. Where the fuck you been?
I had to fight the sportsmen.
Did you hit the motherfucker at least once?
It was a
to draw.
Damn. What's your record, man?
It's 5-5-1.
That shit ain't fly, man. Busting concrete or laying bricks, whatever the hell you doing. Might be nice to buy your bitch something.
No touching. I don't give a shit about it. I work for her, okay? No touching. Okay?
As you can see, I've decided to improvise a little bit. The basic concept is now a surprise around every corner.
Oh, I love that.
You see, he's laying in a koi pond. Isn't that brilliant?
The
kitchen.
I like that idea too.
The flow in this room is going to be fabulous. The parties that you will have, you won't believe it. Unfortunately, the trades are stacking a bit.
Excuse me. Why, you don't have to hit
this
me.
This is where the air boucher is going to go. Excuse me?
I'm sweeping. You don't have to hit me with a whip. You got a horse outside? Don't hit me with a whip, please.
What's your name?
My name's not important. I'm trying to do a
What's
job.
What's your name?
My name's not important.
What's your name?
My name is Bob Risigliano.
Bob Risigliano. Well, you stay after school, Bob Risigliano.
Don't hit me with your fucking whip again, man. I'm serious.
What the hell is going on here?
So, listen. Let me handle it, right?
Excuse me. You speak English?
Yes.
My studs are too far apart. This is supposed to be 15 and 3/4 inches. And they're 16 inches. My studs are too far apart.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I'm a mason.
I don't like it.
But Arthur's going to be here in the GC. And
what's your name?
Bobby.
Bobby what?
Bobby Risigliano.
Jesus Christ, is everyone in this goddamn house named Bobby Risigliano?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm having a brilliant piece of teak sent from Bali to this. This is the spice rack.
Bernardo.
What?
Look, all I want to know is, we'll be in by Easter, right?
We moved in when I'm goddamn good and ready.
What are you talking about?
Bob tries and asks me to redo the boutique.
Where's he going now?
Bernardo?
So why do you guys got to hire these guys?
Because.
Right, but I don't understand, okay? Come on, Adam.
It's really...
Come on, Adam. Let's go already. Come on.
Hey, Bob, did you see that?
Did I see what?
She was throwing shit. The lady was throwing me vibes and stuff. I think she wants to fuck me.
No, I didn't catch that.
You didn't catch anything at all?
No.
Oh, my shit's blowing up.
Come on, man.
I gotta make a fucking call.
It's a job phone.
I know it's a job phone, but I gotta use it if I got a fucking phone call happening.
Ricky.
What other phone am I gonna use? I don't have a fucking cell phone.
Ricky, the owners are here. It's not cool. Hey,
watch out, the fags here.
Hello. Hey, I'm thinking about cutting out early today.
Get off the fucking phone. Now. Now.
Okay, I gotta get off
the phone.
I gotta get off the phone. Okay.
What do you think, you're on piece work?
Making a quick phone call.
Yeah, quick,
Arthur.
Yeah.
I've been busting my ass all day.
Yeah, you've been busting your ass. W-O-R-K, four letters. That's all work.
Yeah, but I'm busting my ass.
And now. And you want to know why you're still sweeping floors? Buddy, can I see you for a minute?
I got this to get set up.
That's it. Come on.
What the fuck is he to scream at me like that? I'm making a fucking call, but if it was an important family situation or something. I'm gonna go relax for a little bit. I don't think I could be any good to you right now. I'll be back in about 15, 20.
Look, Bobby, I don't know what happened. I don't want to know what happened. But something's up.
What are you talking about?
Maxie wants me to replace you on the job tomorrow. And he wants you to stop by the office today.
He's grabbing her fucking ass. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. As far as I'm concerned, you're a good kid. I got news, though. Without you here, I can't keep on your friend. I got enough people pretending to sweep.
Just do me a favor, Arthur, please.
This guy, he's done a lot for me when I was younger, okay? Just keep him on till I can figure out what's happening. All right, please?
I'll do what I can, Bob.
All right, I appreciate it. I do.
All right.
I'm going to take care
of this.
Good
luck.
Thank you.
Can you just calm down a minute? You're going to get the money. How do I know? You have my word. Is that enough? You know you talk too much. Get off the fucking phone. I love you. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, Tom.
You like the ponies?
Yeah, sure.
You bet ponies?
Not really.
Oh, smart. They're hard as hell to handicap. You know what I like? I like.
With the...
Yeah. You know why I like it? It's fixed. Sure thing. That's the only way to win. You see that horse there? The Blaze. This one.
This one here?
Yeah, yeah. I bought the horse in 66. I had a trainer, store, whatever. That horse made me $100,000 in 69. You know what that is?
It's
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
A million easy. A lot of money.
Must have been some fast horse.
He never won a race. He got me in good with the trainer. Sit down, Mike. Atta boy. Yeah, the trainer and I, we had a thing. I don't remember what it was, some fucking thing. The jockey would raise the fucking whip and whatever the fuck it was. So we had a good thing. But, you know, this one tells that one, the other one tells another one, and before you know it, the whole world, everybody's in on it.
That's what you call the smart money, right?
Yeah, I said this. Yeah, that's the smart money. Bobby... I like you. Why do you make it so hard for me to take care of you?
Max, I swear to God, these guys were out of line.
Yeah, I know. You know, maybe last time with the Puerto Ricans, these were nice Jewish boys.
They were out of line.
Bobby, I love Jessica just like she's my flesh and blood. I would kill anyone if they as much as laid a finger on her or her beautiful daughter. But that fucking pressure that you socked in the teeth has the most expensive dentist in Beverly Hills wants I should buy him an implant. Your gorilla horseshit cost me $8,000.
Okay. Oh, if it's money, I'll work it off. You know I'm good for it.
Not bribing Jessica, you won't.
What are you talking about?
Two strikes, Bobby. And the second one was big. The bachelor's father, he belongs to my shul.
So, what, that's it? I'm out. It's over.
Did I say that?
No, I don't know. What
I'm saying it's my fault. I'm sending you out to watch scum drool over the love of your life, and then I wonder why you see red. It's my fault. The tooth is on me, but no more. I'm reassigning you.
No. I don't want to drive another girl. The only reason I'm working here, Max, is because I want to be around you.
Hey, is this a fucking democracy? Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? You want out? Do I put food on your table? I sponsor your training. I take care of your girl and a little baby. I even pay for that deadbeat friend of yours for pushing a goddamn broom. Are you ready to sit down and listen? Sit down. Sit down and hear. Can you hear now?
Yeah.
I think I got something to make everybody happy. I work with a guy named Ruiz. I want you to go with him, accompany him on a drop. He's got his own men, you just seen a real one, a big guinea with a busted face hang around as a deterrent. You go, I take care of you. We're square on the tooth.
What about Ricky? He would jump at an opportunity to do this.
Ricky? Ricky, I lost the truck, Ricky?
You said you liked him, you wanted to work with him.
That was before he lost my carpet cleaning van.
Okay. Let me talk to him. He'll work it off.
Jesus, you know, I don't know the kid. The little that I know about him scares me.
Well, I grew up with him, Max, and he's a good guy.
Uh-huh. You vouch for him?
So I grew up with the guy.
Uh-huh. You vouch for him?
You
vouch for him.
Yeah, of course I vouch for him.
All about this. You're in, he's in.
I don't...
Bobby, you're beating people up. You might as well get paid for it. Think about it.
You gotta take that guy out. You own that guy. You own him. Come on.
We need guns.
He didn't say anything about guns.
Obviously implied something about guns, I'm
no,
sure.
No, it's not something you imply. It's something you lay out on the table. He didn't say anything about guns. Said he might be taking the job.
It's the opportunity of a lifetime, Bobby. You're nuts. You've been waiting for this kind of opportunity for a long time.
No, you've been waiting for this kind of opportunity.
You're damn straight I've been waiting for this kind of opportunity. You think I like living on fucking yucca? You do good on something like this and then you're in. You have opportunities after that.
What about boxing?
Bobby, you're out of your mind.
Oh, you're full
I clowned with you for two fucking rounds and did this shit or whatever.
Oh, stop.
And was a fucking draw. Didn't even train for the fight.
That was horseshit.
My point is you're not going to be a professional
boxer.
You
want to do it? Let's do it right now.
I'm not talking about fighting.
No,
I want to do it
you're
right now.
Come on.
Don't start fucking
right
pushing
now.
Me here.
Right now.
Fuck you, man.
Let's do it.
Don't be a fucking sharp.
Come on.
Don't be a fucking child.
Bobby, cut that shit out.
Sorry, coach.
How's the boxing going?
It's going really good, coach. Yeah, really good. He's 5-5-1.
Stick with it, Bobby. You know it takes time. You always have the heart.
How about me, coach? Did I always have heart?
What are you gawking at, ladies? This not recess. Run a play. Let's run a play.
Fuck him. You think you gotta go after a while, do you
know
what I mean?
The fact is, we probably could have beat Fairfax if he hadn't got suspended.
Whatever, man. Fucking asshole.
I mean, T-shirts? Really?
I like those shirts. You never wore those
we
shirts?
We should have bought the shirts. I mean, I almost got suspended over that shit. Thank God you took the bullet for me. I didn't say anything. Appreciate it.
Want to hit?
No, man. I gotta pick up the baby.
Why do you always get stuck picking up the kid?
I like it, okay?
Bob, it's not even your kid.
You want to come? You want to lift or you want to stay here and walk?
I don't know why we don't get a drink and sit inside this place.
Promise Chloe we'd come here.
She doesn't even know where the hell she is, Bob. She'd have more fun if we were at Bordner. She could play the trivia game like she likes it, or the little racing game thing she does.
She's a little girl. Little girls don't like to go to bars.
We had fun. We went to bars when we were kids. Met all the different people, right? Remember Slimmy?
Excuse me, sir. There's no smoking allowed in the store.
Why? Are you serving food?
No, it's store policy. And you can't sit at a station unless you purchase a ceramic.
Can you believe this shit? I can't sit at a station without purchasing a ceramic?
No.
Well, why don't you bring me an ashtray, then? Can I color me that, a ceramic ashtray?
Right away. And what color paints can I get you?
I don't know. Surprise me. I'm not sure what I'm feeling today. But listen to me. I think Maxie's really starting to reach out to you with this whole thing. And it's not something that you should let slip
by. What's
wrong,
baby?
He's not doing it.
He's not what?
What is she saying?
You're not painting.
I don't have any paint. I'll put a paint when I get my paints.
There you go.
There's a nice way to do that.
Can you paint? Maxie won't let me drive Jess anymore.
Who's the cab driver?
I don't know. I don't know what he's got going on.
Isn't it fun?
What's that, sweet?
Isn't it fun?
What's that?
Isn't it fun?
What fun?
Isn't it fun to paint?
To paint? Yeah, I love it. Really calms me down. Frogs aren't purple, by the way. Have you ever seen a purple frog? Yeah? Okay. When you were asleep?
Why are you giving her a hard time?
Now listen, I mean, this is going to be a good opportunity. If we play this right...
I don't know anything. He's a sketchy character. I don't want to talk about him in front of the...
Okay, let's drop it.
Okay?
Let's drop it. Let's ex-nay on the bex-nay. Ig pay at and lay.
Can you utshay your alf man?
Ain't saying it.
I don't know. You're doing it wrong. I don't understand what the hell you're saying.
Unch pay ube.
I'm ex-nay, your ass-ay.
Away.
Ache, your ace fae. Asshole A.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? What do you think of that?
There you go, sweetie.
I don't want grilled cheese.
You love grilled cheese.
I hate cheese.
Come on, sweetie. Mommy's in a hurry. Don't be a little shit, okay?
Hey, hon?
Yeah.
I'll fix you some dinner, all right? You go get ready.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, you sweet. Come on. Bobby's gonna fix you something, okay?
You're not my daddy.
Do you want to bust my horns? Or do you want some spaghetti? Of course you want spaghetti. It's your favorite food, right?
Yes.
Now I want you to watch me very carefully so you learn how to cook. You don't know how to cook in any restaurants every day. You don't want to do that because all the cooks in the restaurants, they scratch their ass and they touch the food and it's no good. It's not clean. Now there's things that you want to spend your money on instead of restaurants, right? What do you want to spend your money on?
Turtles. Stuff that I care about.
Stuff like, what do you care about?
I care about getting food for my pets and feeding them every day.
That's right, feeding them every day. Because if you don't feed the animals, what happens?
They die.
They die, right? Yes. Now that's what's good about this is it's called pasta puttanesca. You know what that means? Mm. That means bad girl's pasta. There's only enough for one. That means you get to eat it. That means I gotta eat a grilled cheese sandwich. Look at that. You smell that?
Yeah.
It smells good.
Hey, baby, did you get
that? All right, hon. Don't touch the stuff. Don't touch it.
I got it.
Very, very high in sugar.
Jess, ready?
You're driving, Jess?
Yep.
No way that cocksucker's driving you.
Ho's fine.
Ho's not, but Ho's a fucking pimp, okay? He encourages Wendy to turn tricks, and she's his fucking wife.
Just keep it down. He can hear you.
No, it's my house. I'm not going to keep it down. He's not fucking driving you.
Listen to me, Bobby. This is my job, okay? And it puts a roof over me and my daughter and you for as long as you want to stay.
I want you to quit.
Would you look at my bills? I can't. I mean, I'm not going to put her through what I went through. I just can't do it.
I'll support you.
With what?
Max, you offered to stake me?
Well, Max offers a lot of things, okay? Good news for you, baby. He's not the sweet old guy you think he is. Don't get my hopes up, okay? If I quit and it doesn't work out, then what, huh? I can't go through this again.
This is the last time I speak to either of you in person about work-related matters. All our interactions in the future will be social. If you have any questions that are work-related, you will direct them to Ruiz. He has my complete confidence. Everything you need or need to know is in those envelopes. Do not open these envelopes until you have left the office.
I started opening it before I heard the rest. Do you mind if I borrow a piece of tape? Just that way I'll
open the fucking thing. You will each have $1,500, a numeric pager, a AA battery, and a first-class round-trip ticket to JFK. You will be contacted on your
so
pager.
So we're going to New York City?
Yes. You're going to New York. Okay. You will be contacted on your pager.
Max, one more thing. Who am I dropping this off to? Who gets their hands on this?
That's your per diem.
Yeah, that's my per diem. And who do I give it to? It's who do I drop it off to?
It's yours.
You keep it.
This is my land.
Yes.
For spending money?
Yes.
And you got $1,500 too.
Uh-huh.
You will be contacted on your pager as to where you go. You have each been given an extra battery. So there should be absolutely no excuse when you get a page that you will answer it immediately.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You will not carry any other pages with you. You will not, for that matter, carry anything other than what I have just given you.
Keys?
What?
What about my house keys? Because that way I can get back in when I come in town. I could leave them with you, Max. Whatever you want to do, you're calling the shots.
You can carry your keys. You will not mention my name or imply that you are in my employ. You will not speak to anyone when you are working. When you are not working, you are considered to be on call and available 24 hours a day. That means that you do not get drunk or do anything that will prevent you from operating in a professional manner. There is a number in your page's memory. It is a car service. If they call you up and they ask you the account, you say Cardiff Giant. They will come and they will pick you up and take you wherever you want to go. That means that there is no destination that you cannot reach within 15 minutes. Is there a pattern forming here?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What is it?
You want us to be wherever you want
to be? Let him tell me.
No, don't worry about it. I got it.
Tell me, what is it?
I don't understand why you're single, why you're picking on me, Max. I mean, I listed a lot of...
Because you lost my fucking carpet cleaning van! And I don't like you, you cocksucker!
I parked the van and I left it for 5 minutes.
You want us to be wherever you want us to be,
and I also put the club on the fucking van.
Yes. Goodbye.
And what am I dropping off on the trip? What are we?
Goodbye.
I think you got it wrong, Bob. That's 3D. That's mine. I'm in 3D. You're right here. You're 3G.
It's both aisles. What's the...
Because I have a assigned seat. I like to follow the rules.
Okay.
You're in 3G and I'm in 3D.
Good.
Oh, man.
See, when you're with Maxie,
he takes care of your shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to stretch it out, keep it nice. And I'll tell you what else.
What?
Beats the hell out of cleaning carpets, my man.
You got that right.
Comfortable, comfortable, comfortable.
I wonder what the movie is.
I'll ask the lady what the movie is.
No, no, bugger. She's...
They like to help. That's what they're here for.
Get used to it, man. Don't carry guilt with it.
Champagne or orange juice?
Oh, perfect. What a wonderful kickoff to the trip. Cheers. Thank you very much. Okay. The button down here.
I love this shit, my man. And this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. Are you staying with me on this?
Mm-hmm. Give me it right here.
Yeah,
I was just wondering...
Sorry.
What the movie was tonight.
It's in your copy of Ambassador. I believe it's Smokey Blue Eyes. I can bring you a list of videos if you like. I just want to offer the other passengers a drink first.
Well, that's great. But what's the overhead on something like that? What's the action that's going to come my way for the videos?
The action that's going to come your way?
Yeah. What's going to cost me for the videos?
No, you're up front. Everything's free up here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. See that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That, see now?
They set you up, and I go like everything's free when I drop this on you, and I bet there's a hidden tax with a system.
Excuse me, sweetie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where the drinks are concerned, is that a hidden tax? Does that fall under the complimentary upfront service as well, or is that something you pay for?
No, they're complimentary. Would you care for another one?
They're complimentary?
Yes.
You bet your ass I would. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I get a cutty on the rocks, too? Something a little stronger. Is that complimentary?
Yes.
Thanks. Cheers, man. You hear that shit? Everything up here is free.
Okay.
So you can drink as much as you want up front. Have a nice thing. We got our videos going.
If we didn't have to be on call, we could drink as much as we want, but we really shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, they're probably going to pay just and ask us to whack out the pilot up front. You know what I mean?
Okay. Unless we have something to do in the next 5 hours, we could probably sit here and have some drinks and relax like gentlemen and enjoy ourselves and actually have fun with the trip.
True.
Versus complaining about the trip. And every time I try to sit down, it's got to be your seat, my seat.
Here's the thing. As long as we don't show up hammered.
As long as we don't talk to someone like a school teacher.
No, we have a fun trip.
We have to represent Max.
It's part of the deal.
That's all we have
Max.
To do.
Motherfucker.
Hey, don't. Could you stop with the...
Yeah.
Hi.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I want to know where you're located. Where's your home?
I operate out of Chicago.
I'm Ricky Slade, by the way. It's nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to meet you. And this is my friend here. This is Robert Recigliano. And what was your name?
Terry.
Here's what I'm going to ask of you. It turns out we're going to be spending the night in New York. So it worked out well for all of us. I want you to take it back to the business class. I want you to round up a couple honeys. At our hotel room, we're going to have kind of a pool party. Like a California gangster style, you know what I mean? Kick-ass pool party thing.
Hey, listen, asshole. I don't care for the Sultan of Brunei. No man talks to me like that. Now, you can either learn some manners, or I can make a formal complaint to the airport authorities, and we can sort this out while you're waiting standby for the next flight to Kennedy.
Okay, yeah. What does that mean we can sort it out? Does she have to do that so that they don't know she's into my shit? Sort it out right now. I got no pages. I don't even know where the hell we're supposed to go.
Maybe we should just call a cab or something.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's our guy. Look, put this sign, Cardiff Giant. I think that's us.
Hi, I'm Jimmy.
Bobby.
Ricky Slade.
Soho Grand, right? You're going to the Soho Grand Hotel, am I right?
I don't know. I know, Cardiff Giant, that's our account.
Right, and you're staying at the Soho Grand. You got any luggage checked?
No.
Traveling light. I like that.
Hey, is it nice?
What?
The hotel.
The Soho Grand?
Yeah.
You're from L.A., right?
Damn right I am.
You'll love it.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Bobby. First class. You know what I mean? You gotta get used to it, my man. You deserve it. You're looking good. Hey, lady, you missed out. I'm staying at the Soho Grand this trip. You know what I mean? Listen, I give you a ride in my limo, but I gotta stretch my shit out. I'm a tall drink of water. I don't want to wrinkle anything. That's good. Okay, so whenever I want to...
Grab one of those cards over there by the phone. Right over there? Call my number. It's my cell.
Okay.
Got one here? Give me a card.
Perfect, my man. So, Jimbo, you're pretty much like my boy for this thing, then, right? Like my own private guy.
Well, I handle most of Cardiff Giant's accounts.
Yeah, okay. Now, do you know my pager number?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. I thought maybe you'd know what it is. You got any idea what kind of job I'm throwing down this time?
The job? Well, all I know is that I'm taking you to the Soho Grand.
Where is that?
It's in Soho.
It's called Soho because it's located just directly south of Houston. So, therefore, it's Soho.
Yeah.
There's a spa downstairs.
Yeah, look at that.
You gentlemen work out?
Yeah. Let's just see the digs here. Is that all right?
Oh, nice.
It's looking good, huh?
There's an excellent
cafe
called Caviar.
Yeah.
And it's downstairs, and it's great for people watching, and William Dafoe comes there sometimes.
Yeah, that's good.
Where are you gentlemen from?
I'm from out of town.
Yeah. Here's the key to the mini bar.
Oh, great. Is that for this here?
Room tax has been picked up by Cardiff Giant.
Sure has.
$150 in incidentals.
Okay. An incidental on my phone, exactly.
Oh, that's phone. Room service, minibar. Any additional expense?
It's okay.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Why don't you show him his room?
Mr. Slade, you're in room 808.
Just give me the camera. Hang here for a little bit. Thanks a lot. Oh, is it good?
What's that?
All right, okay. Let's see here.
I can take it down there.
No, that's all right. Let's see it here. That's all I got. You got change for 100?
I don't. Not on me, sir.
Okay, bring me back 80.
Are you sure?
Go on. You know what we're doing.
Thank you very much, sir.
So how is it? Sorry, no.
I'm sorry.
What kind of room are we looking at now that this happened?
All the suites are about the same.
Yeah, sir. Okay. Look, I don't have a lot of time to negotiate. I know you got fish to drop off probably or whatever you got to do. What are we looking at?
Honestly, the suites are about the same.
If you bring me back 60, does one suite look better than the other suites?
Hi, girls. Uncle Bobby here.
I can't hear you.
As good a suite as we have. Unless you want two bedrooms, Steve. Would you like two bedrooms?
No, that's cool. Pull that off. Just make sure I get back the original 80 then. But yes, you know, at this point, I'm going to want back the 80. But the 20's for you, Captain. Thanks for showing us up.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, man. Hey, one last thing. Where's the place tonight? Tonight's a good...
As far as...
You know, nightlife, the hot ass and that.
Oh, women?
Yeah, women. If I was a fag, I could get laid on the subway. Come on, Captain. Stay with me here. Just stay with me. Go quick with me.
I don't know. The forum. The forum's pretty hot tonight.
Forum's hot?
It might be hard to get in, though.
You let me worry about that. Look at me. Okay? What's the address? Throw it to me.
It's on West Broadway.
West Broadway. Perfect.
You mean we'll to write
see...
it down?
No. Just we'll see you with the 80.
Okay. I'll bring up your change and I'll put this in your room.
Don't spill that shit because I like the fish. Come on.
Why, who are you calling now?
Don't worry about it. Hello, room service? Yeah, can I get a couple of cheeseburgers and two Heinekens, please? No, I'm Ricky Slade, but I'm actually staying in a... How did you know that? Oh, really? That's cool. Yeah, they got computers, so you don't have to say what room you're in.
They just find out how much it is, okay?
But you just, so you know, Bobby, you don't have to say anything. They know where you're at. How much is it? Perfect. If it's up in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to tell you how I do right now. $10 tip. That's how I'm going to do it the whole trip. I'm setting a precedent now.
How much
so in the future,
it?
When I call and I say that to
how
you...
How much?
Okay? All right.
How much was it?
It's 46, that's all.
46 plus 10.
Yeah, but that's kind of, you have to tip people, Bobby.
Whatever, yeah, it's my fucking room. You don't give a shit.
Bob, you heard the captain, you have $150 in incidentals.
That falls under the incidental, but you didn't want to listen to
Ricky,
that.
How long are we going to be here?
I have no idea.
No, that's my point. We might have to make it last.
Look, do you want me to call down and have him put on my...
I want this to stop.
It's on me, okay?
I want to stop you. Let's just be smart about this trip for a long time. Can we just be smart about this?
I'll be smart about it, man. Fine. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't like your attitude from the start. I don't like the way you're starting.
You don't like my attitude.
No, I don't.
What's wrong with my attitude?
You take a look around. We happen to be moving up in the world. We should be enjoying ourselves. I know you had a blue-collar mentality pounding your fucking head your whole life. I have, too. But if you act like a fucking asshole and you don't own your shit, they're going to smell you coming away like a cheap suit. That's the truth. You'll be embarrassed.
Who's going to smell me?
I swear to God. I'm trying to save you when we have to meet the real people that you don't come off like, you know...
Ricky, I'm trying to make this work.
I don't want to say I want to get in the name calling. I don't want to get in the name calling.
Okay. Can we make this work, please?
I'm trying to make it work.
Okay, let's just settle
down. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't know what
you're talking about. Don't play dumb with me, my man. Don't play dumb with me.
What are you doing?
The fuck are you doing?
I know you're not calling Jimmy.
As a matter of fact, I am. You got a problem with that, too?
Just, Rick, hang up the phone. I'll talk to you. Just hang up the phone. Look, we're here representing Max, and you're running around like a Puerto Rican on the 15th of the month.
You don't think Maxie wants us to roll hard? Why the hell would he give us all the bread? Or the fucking pager? You represent Maxwell by showing some fucking class.
Could you please
a man
hang
has
up?
Got an operation in New
please
York, Bobby.
Hang up the phone.
I am not nickel and dime my
please
way to this fucking...
The bars please, across the street, we can't walk there.
I don't want to fucking walk.
I don't want to.
How about Jimmy? You know Jimmy the driver? Or Cardiff Giant? Maybe you should check that. Cardiff Giant? You ever deal with him before? Have you ever dealt with my people before? You know Jimmy the driver? You're familiar with him or Cardiff Giant? We're with the Cardiff Giant account. Fucking horseshit. Maybe you should try the China Club. Fuck you, asshole! Place with a fucking fag bar anyway, don't you think? Probably a fucking fag bar. That's it. Let's go. Move your shit. What the fuck are you doing? You gotta call him.
Out of order.
Whatever you want me to do. I had a really good time the other night with you. I'm supposed to do another part two. Shit.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Give me a second. Sorry. Yeah, it's gonna like, you know.
I need to use the phone. It's a important call I have to make.
You have to give me a minute.
Okay.
All right.
A minute.
Whatever. Yeah, it's gonna like, you know, rub your feet, give you a back massage and shit like that.
Look, it's an emergency. I have to use the phone. I'll pay for the call.
Hold on a fucking minute.
Hold on a fucking minute.
There's a million fucking phones in this city. You're fucking with my phone. You're going to have to wait a fucking minute, all right? It's bullshit. And it's going
to... I'll call you back.
So, Jimmy, you know where this address is?
Yeah, I'll find it. I know Harlem.
Harlem?
Then we're going to Harlem. You don't know where you're going?
No, I know. You know, I know the cross streets.
Well, this is the corner. I can wait around if you want.
No, that's cool, man.
What exactly do they say to you?
They say, meet him on the corner of 135th Street and 12th Avenue.
Did they tell you what kind of address?
No, I told you what they said. They said, meet him here.
And they didn't say anything else?
I told you what they said, no.
Well, how the fuck did they know who you were then?
They asked me who I was.
See? And they said more than...
No, they didn't say shit. They fucking said... They asked me who I was, and then they said to meet him on the...
That's my point. That's more than just what they said more than what the fuck the thing was. They did say more than what you said that they said. Just be honest. They said more than what you said that they said.
They said fucking meet here, okay?
Oh, fuck. This is such fucking bullshit, man. I know where the fuck I am.
What the fuck do you have to complain about?
Don't even fucking start with me, man. Because you should get fucking information when you're on the phone.
What? I don't understand what you got to fucking complain about, man. What? Why is this gig so fucking horrible to you? You've been on my ass for 6 months to try to get on Maxie's list. Now here we are.
Because I've never fucking even met this fucking Maurice guy. I got no idea what the fuck I'm dropping off, or who the fuck I'm fucking picking up, or what the fuck I'm supposed to meet. And fucking Maxie's still pissed at me because I fucking sold his carpet cleaning van.
Sold? I thought you said it was... they stole it.
I sold it. What the fuck difference does this fucking thing make?
Fucker.
Oh, don't make it like you feel fucking bad for that fucking guy. Don't make it like you...
I vouched for you.
Look, relax, okay? Relax.
That's what fucking bothers me.
You fucking have the wrong idea to feel bad for that guy. Because you know that fucking Max fucks all the fucking girls that work for him as strippers. And I'm saying if there's one guy not to feel fucking bad for, it's him.
What the fuck is that supposed
to mean? Listen to me before you fucking do anything. I'm just saying...
What are you fucking...
But I fucking heard
fucking
that he fucks
what
girls.
What are you fucking...
I'm just saying, I heard he fucking... I'll protect myself.
Come on, check.
embarrassing. I got right down the street, the whole fucking neighborhood. The guys have a fucking shirt on.
Yeah, man, come on.
Those fucking people looking at
me. Suck it up, come on. No, man, no. It's too risky. I went out. Listen, man. We made a lot of money on this one together, but it's over. Shit's going down. I'm selling my end. This internet shit is entirely too volatile. I'm gonna take my block of Microsoft. Yeah. I don't care what problems they having. That nigga Bill Gates is a bad motherfucker. Yeah, and I'm gonna take my profits on Yahoo and all the portal stocks. Yeah, the bubble's gonna pop. All right then. Peace. That's it? This is Maxis Calvary? And who the fuck swole y'all up like that?
No one's... Well, we had a thing with each other.
Oh, yeah, tell him. He asked me a question, though.
Sit your ass down.
Thank you, man. It's good to meet you.
If this shit don't beat all, Maxie done sent me two broke-ass swole-up guineas from L.A. I gotta hire some local guineas for some beer money. Ain't that right, Leo?
Sure. You boys want anything?
Yeah, bring us four Fernet.
Four Fernet?
No, thank you. Actually, I'll have a Strega, please.
What, motherfucker? You drinking the witch after dinner? No class.
Look, there's absolutely no reason to start name-calling.
It's midnight, and this motherfucker's ordering an aperitif.
Actually, with all respect, Ruiz, Strega, that is a digestif.
Strega is an aperitif.
Sorry, Leo. I'm gonna get up out of here, man. What do I owe you?
Someday,
Thanks a lot. Love you, man. If you need anything, you give me a call.
Thanks.
All right. You wrote?
900, baby.
Big boy. Jimmy, Ruiz, come to Luna, pick up Maxie's guineas and bring him to spa. Yeah, right now. Jimmy's gonna bring the car around. Me and Horace, we rode the sled. Y'all gonna meet us at spa in the VIP room. Don't get lost.
I don't know where the spa is.
13th Street, man. Jimmy knows. Be cool, man.
Fuck him! Who the fuck is he to call me a guinea?
What do you care what he calls you?
A guinea?
What, is he your friend? Okay, let's just get this shit done with and go
home.
He's
not my friend.
Do you think this isn't like the drop happening now?
I don't know anything.
Well, I mean, you think if it was the drop, it's happening now. They tell us that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, one would think this.
So I'm under the impression that it's not the drop.
It's probably not, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what you're doing either.
Taking a time out from you, Jimbo.
I don't want him fucking looking at me.
I don't want to think you're fucking blowing me.
You're so fucking weird.
Excuse me, honey. I'm on the list. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, man. I'm on the list. Excuse me, sweetie. I'm on the list. What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
You on the list?
Sorry, sweetie. I'm on the list.
Yeah, I'm on the list. Ricky Slade.
You see a Ricky Slade?
Heart of Giant. Maybe check that.
What?
Heart of Giant. Let's check the list. Heart of Giant.
Yeah. Maybe you want to try the China Club.
Again with the fucking China Club. Probably look like a fucking Persian to you.
Hey. I'm half Lebanese, man.
Okay, look, we're with Ruiz, okay? Is Ruiz...
Ruiz isn't here.
Well, you might want to check the list. We're supposed to meet Ruiz here. He might have put our name on the list.
Ruiz is always on the list. He's not here, though.
Okay, you might want to check if he's here, because he specifically said we're supposed to meet him in the VIP area.
He's not here.
Yeah,
well, I'm on the fucking list. I told you.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
All right, bro.
Hey, man, how's it going?
You look big, man. You been lifting?
I think, yeah, a little bit. I got a six-pack. Started out with a 40.
All right. You're big. You look good, man.
All right, thanks, man. Catch later.
Cool.
See that shit? Did you just let Screech in the fucking club? I'm waiting in line, and you just let Screech in the fucking club.
He's on a list, man.
Show me the list. I want to see on your fucking list where it says that Screech is on the fucking list.
Show me fucking Screech on your fucking list!
Get your hands off!
Hey, hey!
Get the fuck off!
Hey, get the fuck off, boy!
We'll fucking throw your ass out of town, huh?
Who are you and Screech?
Yeah!
You and Screech?
Yeah!
Me and fucking Screech!
Hey, what's happening, bro?
What's up?
What you doing, man?
What's going on? You look big, man. You been lifting?
A little something.
All right.
What's up, Rich? What's up? It's popping in there,
man. Big time. Big time. Hey, these two say they're with you.
Yeah, they're with me. Yeah. I'm with Kim.
All right.
I'm
with Kim. Let's do it good.
I'm with Sir.
They have a very, very big group. By the name of...
Right over in the corner. That's him. Y'all know the drill, right?
What drill?
I don't know any kind of drill.
No one's told me.
Maxine told you to keep your mouth shut while you're working, right?
What, are we working now or something?
What
I don't know.
What the fuck you think? I want to hang out with you motherfuckers? Here you working. And put down the goddamn champagne.
The lady just bought the champagne for the whole table.
Well, she knows you, John motherfucking Gotti. Put down the champagne and act like you've been here before. You better get this shit straight before I get back.
Are you making a drop?
No, he's making contact. That's the Wall Street.
What's his name?
Weasel like to use names on cell phones, so he calls him the Red Dragon, but that's just between us, on the low.
When is the drop?
To be honest with you, I don't know shit either. All I know is it ain't drugs in
Maine now.
How do you know it's not drugs?
Because Max, you know I ain't doing no more cocaine time. It ain't now because Ruiz didn't tell me it was now. So shut the fuck up.
All right, man. Are you strapped?
What, motherfucker?
It means that you're carrying a gun.
I know what the fuck strap means. What's up with this 21 jumps and shit, man? Right.
Yo, this is my boys, man.
Oh, how you doing, Bobby?
The Rogues Gallery, huh?
Bobby.
It's Horace.
This how you doing? Rick. Hey.
You must be the Red Dragon, huh?
The name's Tom.
Yeah.
So where's the Red Dragon's lair? Where do you call home? Where do you lay your head down?
Home, Glasgow.
Glasgow. Yeah, and where exactly might that be?
That's Scotland.
Scotland? Well, how come the word on the street is that you're Welsh, my man? There's a buzz going around about you being Welsh.
Enough of the introductions. I want you to meet somebody. You like big titties, right?
Yeah, I love big titties, yeah?
What the fuck was you told? Don't talk, right?
I'm not spoken to, Ruiz. Isn't that right, Horse? You know that to be true as well.
Don't fucking bring me into this shit, man.
Look, he spoke to me, okay? What do you expect me to do in a situation like that? Just diss him?
Diss? Let me tell you something, motherfucker. You're in no position to diss or give props or whatever your MTV real world sense of fucking decorum tells you to do. You're nothing. You're a fucking amateur. You wasn't sitting here to make fucking friends, asking the motherfucker where he's from. And who the fuck told you Red Dragon? You fat motherfucker.
All right, we get it. We're sorry.
Fuck that sorry shit. Y'all fucking up my money now. Now that limey motherfucker's all uptight, shaky and shit, trying to change shit around on me. That's a fucking problem, fellas. I tell you right now, Massey gonna shit a no kill when he finds out about this shit. Fuck, I better call his ass before he finds out about this shit. You're fucking up my money now. I don't like my money fucked up.
I'll get some tomatoes.
Shut the fuck up, you fat fuck.
Well, that's one way to handle people.
I'm not saying shit to neither one of you.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck did I say that was so fucking bad?
The red fucking dragon.
Why is that bad?
The
red. Why? What the fuck did I say that was so fucking bad? How bad is the situation?
How bad is the situation?
It's bad, man. Ruiz already said that you were fucking Maxie's token goons and not to be trusted. He wanted to do this shit all by himself. I was going to ride shotgun, keep the fucking English dude above board. Now this fucking bull... Oh, my...
All right, when's the drop going down?
It was supposed to be tomorrow, but who the fuck knows? Now, that's the Red Dragon when the drop is.
Look, if it's going to make everyone happier, I'll tell them I fucking heard the Red Dragon thing from somebody else, okay? All right? I'll tell them I heard the Red Dragon from someone else, man. All right, you know what? We don't want to talk. We want to scream at people. But we don't want to listen or problem solve. And that's what's frustrating about the fucking dynamic of the group.
Are you happy?
Am I fucking happy about what?
Why do you have to make everything so fucking difficult?
Don't fucking come at me, too.
Please. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna come at you, too. You're like a fucking bull in a china shop, man.
Fuck this shit.
Where are you going? This shit.
Look it, Bob. Work is over. I'm going to go in and have a good time, like a gentleman, have a drink. You're welcome to join me, but I'm not going to sit here and be negative.
Not in there. They know you're with Ruiz.
You're damn straight they know I'm with fucking Ruiz. That's why I'm going back in.
Fuck you. Go. Take. I'm taking the fucking car, though.
Well, fuck you. Fine. Take the fucking car. Don't give a shit, you fucking sissy.
Where to?
Wait here.
Seriously, seriously, I've had a lot of fun now. You having a good time? You were really dancing out there. That was some great stuff. I liked when you did it like that. Hey, look who's back, my man. Grab a bottle, will you? Get some of the fruity shit. It's good.
I don't want any of this shit on Ruiz's tab, okay?
Close Ruiz's tab. You're damn right. Close the tab. But bring us two more bottles of Don Champs, okay? Hey, here's $50. Take this in case I get drunk and I call you a bitch later. I'm only kidding with you, but take it anyway. This is how I do it. I'm going to do it all night long. You know what I mean, girl? Enjoy yourself.
No, you don't know
him. I don't know him. I don't know him. Loud on the phone. Loud on the phone. Not fun at the club. You know, his shoulder's been showing him all week. Can you give him a little on the shoulder? Just a little. Yeah. All week. He's been nagging and nagging.
Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized. With your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dawg from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the boots like the roof H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. The sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop down cause you couldn't relate.
You all right?
Yes.
You sure?
I'm fine.
You're crying.
Right?
It's all right.
Should I
fuck him? If you want to.
He's cute, right? He's straight.
He's funny.
He smells.
Tall.
He smells?
No. He smells like alcohol.
It's fine.
He's all right.
Oh, he's what?
You want to fuck him?
Fuck him. You don't
you
smell.
Should. You should.
You're nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, sure a lot happening out here, I see.
I see someone's getting real comfortable in their kimono.
Very comfortable, yes. Nice. Do you like surprises?
I like surprises.
Because I got a surprise already.
For me?
Yeah, I got a little surprise for you, sure.
Oh.
Okay. Let's check it out.
All right.
This is a surprise built for one, though. I'm sorry.
That's all right, honey. I'm hanging
here
with
you. You wait for me here.
Fun boy.
He always said, you know, I didn't go to the gym, but I work out. It's just I don't want to work out all the fucking time.
No, I hear you.
I don't want to talk about him.
I'm not, that's what I'm trying to do, is not talk about him.
Well,
let's not argue because you're such a nice
Oh,
time.
We're not arguing.
Are you okay? Are you comfortable?
I'm so comfortable.
Seriously.
Don't laugh at my foot if I have a corner.
No, that's part of who
because
you are.
Because that's
Mind if I roll a joint or something? Is that all right with you?
Oh, I can't!
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, I just... Come on!
Are you
Come on, they're gonna go.
Fuck out. What did he do? Did he take focus? What did he do? What did he do?
We used to take baths together.
Oh, the baths.
I can't take baths.
Okay, okay.
I just can't.
What?
Hi. Dawn, please pick me up.
Really nice to meet you. Have a great Easter.
You too. You too.
I'm sorry about this.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's real fucking
crazy. I swear to God, the girl is fucking Jones and calling. Next thing I know, she fucking freaks out.
Is everything okay? I heard a noise. Is everything all right? Ricky, I heard a commotion. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine, man.
You're
sorry.
Complaining,
the mess is going to be fine. I'm sorry. It was just a little bit weird.
This is a mess. They're complaining downstairs about
I'm sorry. Everything's taken care of. No one's leaving.
Okay?
Our last guest is leaving. I'm fine. I've had a rough night. I'd like you to leave
me
alone.
Okay? You look like you've been...
I just want to be left alone. I'm fine, man. Thanks for... I give you some money. I don't have it. You know how I do,
well, do you want
but
us
I don't
to
have
bring,
it.
Do you want us to bring up some...
I just want you to leave the room, please. Why don't you get the fuck out of the room? I'm sorry. Just get the fuck out of the room. Can you get out of the room? Just get the fuck out of the room.
Hi, it's Bobby. Okay? Yeah, we're at the hotel now. Okay, 5 minutes. We'll be downstairs. Where are we? Okay, so the driver knows where to go. Okay, we'll see you in five.
What's up, man?
Ruiz wants to meet with us right now.
Where? Where did he say he wants to meet us?
He didn't say... He said Jimmy knows where to go. I don't know.
You know what the fuck that means? That means that we're fucking getting whacked and it's all fucking
coming right
now.
Why
the fuck wouldn't he tell you where the fucking sit-down is?
Who says it's a sit-down?
It's fucking all going crazy.
It's not a sit-down, man. He says we're going to go over the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're going to go over
the plan. What are you doing?
I got a bad feeling here, okay? I'm not going into this thing naked.
What are you going to do? You going to shank him in the shower?
Look, is it so fucking unrealistic to believe that Ruiz, who doesn't even fucking want us here, is going to throw us through the fucking woods as a fucking apology? I don't know what I'm dropping off, Bob. You don't know what we're dropping off. I don't know where the fucking drop is.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay? We haven't had any sleep. Now let's just keep our mouths closed and not make any mistakes. I'm going to go upstairs. You go throw on some clothes, all right? Let's get downstairs in 5 minutes so that we're not late and make things worse.
Put the thing out, please.
Come on, man.
I swear to God, I'll fucking puke. Put it out.
Hey, Jimmy, where are they taking us?
Yeah, where are they going to whack us, Jimmy?
They're whacking you. They're doing it in style.
Christ, where y'all been all night? You look like shit.
Good morning.
You think this shit is funny, Horace?
Nah, I'm just saying it.
You think this shit is funny, motherfucker?
All I said was...
Easy Ruiz.
Don't easy Ruiz me. You turned the Easter egg hunt into a butt fuck-a-thon. Give me 4 eggs Benedict and a mimosa. You all want mimosas?
No, thank you, man. I could eat anything.
4 mimosas. You'll love them. All right. Now, Tom, the Welsh dude, he don't do nothing but dabble a little bit. He's small time. Maxie had me hook up this loan back with him through an Austrian passbook account.
And now we're talking money laundering.
Would you tell Peter Jennings to shut the fuck up and listen?
So, Ruiz, what do you want from us? What do you need us to do?
Come here.
Yeah.
Now, here's the plan. Take the money to the Welshman. He's going to check it. He's going to hand you his marker. And you're done. That's it. As long as you hand off the bag. Tight.
All right, when is the drop?
Now, you three, y'all gonna set up dinner with him. There you gonna find out if and where. Anything else?
So who's gonna outfit us for this thing?
Outfit? What the fuck is he talking about?
He's not talking. Please, I realize you're gonna want to have me strapped in case there's a situation.
Strap? The last person I want with a gun is you.
Please don't get this motherfucker.
And this is as routine as it gets. I could have turned it offshore within a week, but Maxie likes to do it all his way, safe. I could have dropped the bag myself. It's only 200 G's. But he sent you to. So, I could either call Maxie and tell him how you fucked up, send your asses home, or we can flush it down the toilet one more time and see if it all goes down.
Look, man, all we have to do is meet the fucking Welsh guy, make him feel comfortable, do whatever it takes, drink some tea with him, whatever the fuck they do in Scotland, wherever the fuck he's from. Make him feel comfortable until he brings up the drop on his own. He makes the drop, we're going to play him back to California, fucking hoes off Melrose.
When's this meeting?
6:45 at the Globe Park Gallery. 6:45, motherfucker.
We need guns.
We don't need guns.
I'm telling you, man, I'm pretty sure we need guns.
I listened to them, and they specifically said that we do not need guns.
That's all the more reason why you do need a gun.
You couldn't even get a gun.
You want to bet? You want to bet me if I could get a gun?
You couldn't even get a hand job for the bridge and tunnel posse.
That's because that fucking girl had personal issues with the bathtub and the other thing. Now, float me $100.
Why?
Want to see how fast I can get a gun?
What happened to your money?
I have it. I have some stuff left.
How much money do you have left?
I got like $80 left.
80?
85. I got five in the room. I got
85 bucks. What happened to $1,500 max you gave?
Well, you could have picked up a fucking cab once in a while.
I picked
up
half the fucking
don't
ring.
Oh, boy. Shut the fuck up. Fuck you, motherfucker. Don't do it to me.
Watch it, boys. Watch it. Let's go. Yes, okay. Just be careful. Now, look at that. They're all standing up for us. They look as though they're going to a wedding. You never hear anyone wear a tuxedo.
Look, can we calm down, please, and just try to talk about it civilized and have a discussion?
All I'm saying is I vouched for you, Ricky, and you fucked me.
This is penis compared to what we're going to make down the road with Max.
I don't want to make money down the road, okay? This is it for me. I want to take this money so that Jess doesn't have to grind her ass into other men's erections to put a kid through private school.
You're my friend, and I know that you stuck up for me to be on this trip, and I respect that, okay? I'm sorry if I've caused you problems, but I see things that I don't think that you're seeing.
I'm saying to you, I'm not mad at you, okay?
Okay.
It just could have been so easy if we handled it differently. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go home. I'll tell you what, we get some sleep, we're going to feel a lot better about
the whole thing. We can't sleep. We got 3 hours at most, all right?
That's why we should probably spend this time getting guns. I'm going to feel so
much
better walking
with that
fucking
gun. This is the way you fucking think. You're crazy. We don't want a gun. That's going to get us killed.
Okay, Bob, you knocked the Jew's tooth out, right? That's going to cost Max $8,000. Maybe more than $8,000. You probably lost him his whole line of clientele, too. Plus, you've been fucking up Jess's dancing. Now, I think he knows I sold the fucking carpet fan. He's been giving me looks and shit, which leads to that, okay? Now, he can't kill us in Los Angeles, because there's a lot of questions there, right? But all of a sudden, he flies us out to New York City to do a drop. You don't know what the fuck the drop is, okay? But if we disappeared out here, there's no fucking questions involved in that. There's no questions if we disappear. L.A., questions. Drop out here, a lot of questions.
How do you come up with this shit?
Bob.
You're loose. You got the screw loose.
I'm loose. I know. I'm always fucking loose. Here's scenario B for you, Bob. See how you feel about this one. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but I think I'm starting to get under Ruiz's skin as well, okay? It all started with the whole Red Dragon or the Welsh guy or whatever. And they can play it down all they want, but you know $200,000 is a lot of fucking money. That's a fucking lot of money, okay? $200,000 is definitely a lot of fucking money. And now I got Ruiz all on the fucking fruit pie, the fucking magician, telling me that I can't fucking call my main man, Max, who fucking sent me out on the fucking operation. What about the Welsh guy? He's fucking scanning all over. They fucking disappear and talk. And you haven't noticed this either, but when he's not fucking looking at me or you're fucking doing whatever, I got fucking Jimmy in the mirror with this shit, too. It's fucking coming at me from here. I don't know where it is. It might be coming this way. It might be coming that way. But the fucking shit's coming, and I'm not going to be late for the fucking dance, man. I'm not going to be fucking late for the dance on this one.
You're not getting a gun.
How's it going? Bobby. Ray. Ricky.
Ricky.
Hey, the
thugs,
right?
Hey.
Want some tea?
Huh?
Tea?
Yeah, tea.
No. You want a drink? Drink? You know what I mean, a drink.
Well, I know what you mean.
A drink.
Be nice.
Get off here! Get off here!
Yo ho!
Yo ho!
Ho!
Ho.
Yeah.
Listen, here comes a wee drink.
Yeah.
Take your time. He's a very slow, you American boys, isn't he?
Yeah.
You're a bit slow with the old fucking baby, aren't you, boys?
Yeah.
You're a bit slow with that. Come on, get
yo,
off here.
Yo ho!
Yo ho!
Ho.
Yo ho!
Yo ho!
This is the greatest fucking country in the world, man.
The place is mad. I love this country. I think it's fucking...
know what I love? I love the fucking breakfast in the morning. You're going for breakfast, you say, yeah, can I get some toast, some eggs, some coffee? How would you like your toast, sir? You're going to have black toast, green toast, white toast, fucking rye toast, Russian toast. I just want some toast. Just give me some fucking toast. I'm starving, you know?
Well, I love that. I love that. It's kind of why, you know, you go for breakfast, it's like a fucking night out. You know what I mean? It's great. Listen. For the business in hand. Anybody, any drunks?
Yeah, what you want? I mean, what you want?
About Charlie, maybe.
Who?
Charlie.
You know, what? You got Charlie.
Oh, some blow. Yeah, I get you some blow.
No, no blow, no. No, Charlie, you know, like, coke, you know?
Oh, yeah. We call blow. We call Henry? We call Henry blow.
Charlie.
Whatever fucking name.
Yeah, Charlie.
They all white.
They all white.
I like
that.
Oh, great, man.
Just
something. Yeah,
get you some
coke. Did you say the coke here was, you know, fantastic?
Yeah.
I'm back on.
Right. So here we go. Special delivery for you.
Your special delivery. Special delivery.
Okay. Colombian munching for it. Okay.
You ever call it that? Colombian munching for
it? Did you get it? Did you get it? That's great, man. That's
I'll fun. Keep watch.
Let's get this done, though, because you know how it is. These places get real.
Ah!
God!
Oh, sorry.
All right. That's okay. Sorry for me.
There's a laugh, isn't it?
Wow.
There's a laugh.
Great times.
Yeah, this is great, guys. I really appreciate this. You know that? You guys are the best. You know that?
You got it, man.
These guys are sound.
Right.
Sound.
You see that?
Hey, sound.
You mind if I go first?
No.
Looks like I went first.
You went first.
Oh, geez, that's it. Oh, listen, look, there doesn't exist an awful lot left.
Huh?
It's
on
you. Well, for me?
You can send this.
You do a lot of nice to you guys.
Okay. Oh, fuck, that's good.
Thank you, man.
Listen. Come here. Let's say we make a go of this, and you drop off the cash tomorrow.
Gotta do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, here's what worries me. He wants to have this meeting at this bar in Red Hook. You know what it is?
No.
Brooklyn. He must have that shit troughed off.
What do you mean troughed off?
Troughed off. He's protected like a fortress.
Is Ruiz tied in out there?
Nah. Bunch of Puerto Ricans and fucking Irish immigrants fresh off the boat.
Hey, I'm half Irish.
But you ain't this kind of fucking Irish. You ever heard of the Westies?
Yeah, I heard of them.
Them some bad motherfuckers. They used to cut people's heads off, leave them on the bar, finish their fucking drink. That's like making them play against the Italians back in the 80s. Now, I'm not fucking with those kind of motherfuckers.
Well, it sounds to me like everybody's just getting a little bit jumpy.
Yeah, whatever.
This Welsh guy, he's got nothing at stake, all right? This is just a drop. I say we go to his troughed-off bar in Red Hook, and we just drop off the bag like what we said and get on a plane and go home.
And not a word to Maxie. Maxie finds out we cross the bridge, he gonna shit.
Okay. Wake up. Wake up, man. We're home. Get some sleep. Let's go get some sleep.
Hey, guys. It's Uncle Bobby. I'm going to be home really soon.
Bobby?
Oh, Chloe? Uncle Bobby's going to be home really soon.
Can you come home, please? I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, baby. I got to go.
I just want you to be here.
Well, everything is going as... Yeah. Everything is going as planned.
If anything changes, I'll call you.
Where's Ricky?
Ricky's seeing Kara.
So
he's gonna meet us out. Spot.
automobile shit. Let's just take care of this.
Welcome to Wheel of Fortune. Glad to have you with us. And you folks at home, you figure out the preview puzzle. Let's take a look and see if you were right. What do we have there, Vanna? It's a European vacation week featuring some great cars. We have trips to the Riviera, to Germany, to London, and Spain, and of course, $25,000 cash available every day. Did you all know that puzzle? Okay. This is Christy Johnson. She's from Elkhorn, Wisconsin. You're a teacher back there?
I am. First degree, correct?
Hey, guys. Hey. How you doing? How you doing, Bob?
How you
doing? Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, guys. You know the deal. You know how it is.
Yeah. Sure.
So, listen. You want a drink?
Nah. No, I'm a pass on the
drinks. No. Listen. Where's your mate?
Yeah. He won't be with us. But look, here's the money, not to rush. If you give us a marker, we can be on our way.
I'll have to count it, otherwise I can't verify the amount, yeah?
Don't worry about that. Just write down that you took and delivered it.
Sure, man. Sure.
Hey! Fuck, man!
What the fuck are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Motherfucker! As far as any of you are concerned, a gang of spicks took the bag, all right? Understood? Good. Now grab his fucking wallet.
I only fucking hired these guys to wash my back,
please,
man.
Shut the fuck up! Maybe you should shut the fuck up. Nice, steady, guys. Take it easy. He's got 6 shots. He's bound to miss.
What are you, an odds maker? You're gonna work everyone through this thing here? Let me tell you something, fucko. If that motherfucker right there don't take that knife away from my friend's neck, I'll use all 6 shots to make sure you're dead. Now, do you believe it? Do you fucking believe it? Now I want everyone to drop all their bats and toys and...
It's a starter pistol.
What?
His gun is a fucking starter pistol. I can see the red plug in your fucking barrel.
Listen to me. I intentionally make this gun look that way because I'm smart. And I don't want to draw...
Well, you fucking idiot! Come back, you old. Get over in the corner, all you guys. Get over in the corner. Drop your weapon. I said drop your fucking weapon. Get over in the corner. Over in the fucking corner. Take out your wallets right now. Put them on the table. Turn around. Turn around. Put your hands behind your head. Now get on your fucking knees. Get on your knees! Bobby, come here. Take that.
Nice work, Bobby. I'll let Maxie know you're good in the pocket. Go home.
Good. I never intended to test you to such an extent, but you come true. I could have used a call.
Ruiz said not to call.
I'll take that up with Ruiz.
You got the money, though.
Money come true. I could have used a call. As for you wrecking your drawer, that's gonna go to a new carpet cleaning van.
Maxie, I walked into a room full of fucking Westies for that money.
If they were Westies, you'd be dead.
Max, that's not the point.
We're square. As for you, Bobby, your days of fighting for crumbs are over. Take a week, come back, we talk about the next thing.
I don't think there's going to be a next thing, Max.
Take a few days.
I don't need a few days. I'm through, and Jess is through dancing for you.
Yeah, well, I hate to break up your, fantasy dream or whatever the fuck it is. But I've been paying Jessica's rent for 8 months.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm gonna be leaving now.
A lot going on. But there always is, isn't there?
A lot going on.
I gotta tell you, I am sure glad that that fucking carpet cleaning van is out of the way. It was hanging over my head for too long. Now, Bobby can be a little hasty sometimes. You said what to him? Wait a few days. Smart. Let's let him wait a few days. I'm going to go ahead and hold on to this for him.
Keep your hands off the money.
I want to... Maybe he'll decide...
Touch the money.
Okay. We'll get the money right there. My point being...
Get the fuck out.
Understood. But if he changes his mind, can he come back?
Get the fuck out.
Okay. Okay. Nice to see you.
Asshole.
The girls.
I'll be right out. Chloe? Where's Mommy?
Oh, you're
awake.
So he goes to the book and he says, look right here.
All right, it's yours.
I did not.
I did.
I just...
Why don't you get your shit?
I promise you anything, okay?
Have you ever seen you like this?
Bye, Bobby.
I brought you out with Max in case you want to leave.
I don't want to leave.
Well, you do what you gotta do, but that little girl out there is such a special person.
Take her.
What? Chloe? I just talked to your mom, and she thought that, you know, it might be a good idea that if for a little while, maybe you and me went on a trip someplace. Okay? Is that okay? All right, we're gonna go now. All right. Okay. Here's Ricky.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, you feel good?
Yeah.
I don't think they were expecting me.
Sorry, man.
Is she okay? I think she's hungry.
Yeah, you want to get something to eat? We'll get a seatbelt on. You okay? You want to go color something? Frogs? Leopards?
Are you all right, man?
Me?
Yeah, you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right.
You okay?
I'm okay.
You should be okay.
I'm okay.
You should be.
I'm okay.
Good.
Don't ask me if I'm okay.
I'm not asking you.
Let's just get some food,
okay? Let's get some food.
Okay.
I'm not okay.
Everyone's read the same stuff, but 6'7", it's different leading material. That's an age we want to get going somewhere.
I listened to the counselor.
And he said that she tested exceptional.
Yes.
So I'm saying let L.A. pay for it.
She said that the public school system with the magnet schools and everything will take care of everything.
I understand what a magnet does.
Okay, I don't mean to condescend, but I'm just saying this. Worst comes to worst, you're sending her to private school. It's fine.
But you don't want to spend $10,000 for her to learn how to color. If you're on this side of the hill, she can go to regular school.
It's easy when you're at work all day to come home and then say that you shouldn't watch MTV, but you deal with it for 8 hours.
Oh, there you are. Where were you 5 minutes ago, buddy, when the kids were going crazy? Huh? Now you show up? Okay, Mousy, I'm trying to do a little business here. Good. Go run around the parking lot or something, will you? You got to have an ace in the hole. Oh, you got to have an ace in the hole. A little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, the game we all play.
Thank you.
do. No matter where you go, you've got to have an ace in the hole. Oh, you've got to have an ace in the hole. A little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play. You need to save something for rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right.
Sing the love song that I wanted to.
Oh,
earlier.
Well, look at that. We're all out of time, folks. Hey, kids, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a few minutes with more songs and fun, so stay tuned.